Now a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, "Send us in the swine that we may enter them." And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. Did you notice how terrified these demons were of Jesus? They were scared of him. They were literally trembling. They were terrified. They were scared to death of Christ. In fact, the lead demon who was doing the talking, I think this is wild, he was begging Jesus not to torment him. And what's really wild that he said he even implored him by God. The demon implored Jesus by God, saying, "By God, don't torment me." When in the world did demons ever start calling on the name of God to get saved from anything? That demon was scared. "Jeez, Son of God, I implore you by God, don't torment me." One of the other Gospels said, "Did you come to torment us before our time?" Because the book of Revelation reveals that there is coming a time when they will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the Lamb. Amen. Isn't it ironic? Here these demons are begging Jesus not to torment them. What, they had just spent the last several years doing nothing but tormenting this man day and night and day and night. Now the shoe's on the other foot. Now all of a sudden, there's a price to pay. And they're saying, "Jesus, please don't torment us." Wow. It's interesting. Now, when it says here that Jesus actually had said to the man first, said to the demons first, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." Did it work the first time? Did they come out the first time when he said, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit"? Did it work? Did they leave? I can't hear you. What? What? No. Jesus commanded them to leave. They didn't leave. Wow, that's interesting. But what did they do? They begged. They appealed. Isn't that interesting? Let me tell you something. Christ has absolute authority over these demons. But, and Christians do also, we inherit that as part of our inheritance in the kingdom. We have authority over the demonic realm. But demons don't leave simply because Jesus has the authority. Demons don't respect the authority. They have never respected authority. They despise authority. They hate authority. They have been in rebellion against authority since the beginning of time. They don't leave because Jesus simply has the authority. They leave because Jesus enforces the authority with power. They don't care what authority you have, but they start to care when you begin to enforce that authority with power. That's the only thing that Satan knows is power. And Christ has not only given us authority, he has given us the power to back it up. That's why we ought to be filled with the power of God. Running around here in our flesh saying, "The Lord rebuke you." They don't care what you say, but if you are filled with the dunamis power of God, and you come into the room carrying that stuff, ready to work in authority in the name of Jesus, they will tremble before the living God. Here's why. How does he do that? How does he make them afraid? Why? What is this thing about power that makes the demons tremble at Jesus Christ? Here it is. Here's what it is. The Bible says that our God is a consuming what? What? He's a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. And when Scripture says that God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power, that power is like what? fire. It is the fire of God. When the Holy Spirit fell on the day of Pentecost, that power sat on the heads of the disciples like flames of what?
Fire.
That power is like fire. Paul told Timothy to stir up the gift that is inside of him. In the literal Greek, it means to fan the flame or the fire that is inside of him. God has put fire inside of you if you are a believer and follower of Jesus Christ. He wants to baptize you in that fire. He wants to saturate you with the power and fire of God. So when Jesus, walking in the unlimited, the anointing without measure, the fullness of the power of God, comes in and says to the demon, "Leave, I command you, leave this man now." It's like aiming a flamethrower in his face. No wonder they trembled. I would tremble too if somebody put a flamethrower in my face and said, "Hit the road, Jack." I'd be hitting some road. Not only that, that's not all. You'll notice, actually it says in the Gospel of Luke, in the parallel account, they begged Jesus not to command them to go into the abyss. What's another name for the abyss? Hell. It's the bottomless pit. In the book of Revelation, uses the same Greek word. And it says in there, in fact, when you look at the book of Revelation, it says it's a great furnace of fire. He had the power and authority. Actually, Jesus could have asked the Father, and the Father would have sent 12 legions of angels to help him. 12-1, that's pretty good odds. He says, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Jesus said, "Let me show you some Legion, buddy. I'll tell you. Let me teach you what Legion. That ain't no Legion. I'll show you some Legion." He could have called upon the Father to send 12 legions of angels to round these guys up and throw them bodily into the abyss, into the furnace of fire. He not only was anointed with fire, he could have constrained them in a pit of fire. Man, all of that to say this, my friends, my brethren, if you are walking in the power and the anointing and the authority of Jesus Christ, you ought not to be afraid of demons. Demons ought to be afraid of you. God wants us to be bold. He doesn't want us slinking around all shy and embarrassed and, "Gee, I don't know if I can pray for him." Are you kidding me? God has given you a flamethrower, brother. Use it. Use it. Tank up and press the trigger on that bad boy. And when we have the confidence that we realize the inheritance that we have in Christ, we can then go out and do those things that God has called us to do, to deliver people in extreme situations, because He has given us extreme power and authority. Amen? All right, last one. All this fire, I got to cool off. He's not only able to deliver out of extreme situations, he's not only able to deliver with extreme power and authority, he is able to deliver with extreme, far-reaching results. I love to see what my God can do. It's good. It's beautiful. It's exciting. That's why we get all Jesus freaked out about this stuff. Start singing DC talk songs while we're driving down the road, man. That's why we're fired up. Because it's so good what God does. I love what He has done in my life. I know what that torment feels like. And I am delighted to feel what God has put in place of that thing. Joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, kindness, self-control, hope. Man, He is able to deliver with extreme, far-reaching results. Let's read the last part of this passage, Mark chapter 5, verse 13. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. Herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. So, those who fed the swine fled. And they told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that had happened. Then they came to Jesus. And they saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed and about the swine. Then they began to plead with him to depart from their region. And when he got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you." And so he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. Isn't God good? Doesn't he do great things? Man, I love our God. Wow. The people who fled. And they came and got the others, and the others all came out to check this thing out. They came to Jesus and they saw this pathetic wretch of a demon-possessed man sitting calmly, clothed, thankfully. TMI, man. It's just like sitting and clothed and in his right mind. Wouldn't that be astounding? No one could restrain him. No one could calm or tame him. He had broken chains. He was so extremely violent, people could not even enter in that area. And he was sitting, clothed, and in his right mind. And what was their reaction? They got scared. What the heck is this? What is this? Who is this man, Jesus? And what did he do to the crazy guy?